How many more? How many superhero movies have you seen? Are you tired of them? Do you know that there are another 10 or so coming out this year? I like superhero movies. I like the excitement. I like the tension, the anticipation of what comes next, and the spectacle present in these films. I like the action and the personalities. I also like that the storytelling makes me think. Today's reading recounts an event in Jesus' life that has all the makings of a great action movie, superhero movie scene. Jesus' baptism. It was an event. It was an event that inaugurated his ministry as an adult. It's recorded in all four Gospels, for goodness sake. But I have to say, the description of Jesus' baptism in Luke is a little bit meh. The heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." It's so pedestrian. Maybe the intent is romantic. I guess it feels poetic. The action is hinted, but it isn't really there. Is it that way in all the Gospels? Matthew 3, 16 and 17. "Suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from the heavens said, 'This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased.'" This one's a little less airy. It still has some poetic feeling, you know, alighting. Anyway, other versions say landing or settling. But in this description, everything happens suddenly. It's a bit more action-packed. But I wonder what it's like in John. Okay, here we go. John 1:32. "And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him.'" Flashback. It's very mysterious or science fiction-y. The poetic, romantic stuff is still there, but it seems a bit clouded. That makes it more interesting, I think. But then there's Mark. Now, here's a powerful description. Mark 1, 10 and 11. "He saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" The heavens were torn apart. That image is astounding and memorable. It makes the voice coming from heaven seem to be louder and stronger. It makes the dove descending even less soft. I'm biased. I like the earthy description of Jesus' baptism more than any other. I also like the Gospel of Mark better than any of the others. I'm biased. But I also recognize that the descriptions from the other Gospels bring the scene to life for other readers. But I wonder, what is all this spectacle about? Jesus' baptism was an event. It was significant enough that all the Gospels mention it. In some cases, they describe it in ways that would make a great special effects movie scene. Okay, it's significant, but why? Let's explore. Heaven was opened. The Holy Spirit descended in bodily form as a dove. A voice came from heaven and said, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." All right, heaven was opened. That's significant for the time because the heavens being opened meant the divine word from God was coming. Ezekiel 1:1. "In the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month, I was among the exiles by the river Kabar. The heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God." Isaiah 64:1. "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence." A word of God, divine word of God is coming. And then the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form as a dove. The Spirit upon someone always meant something extraordinary, extraordinarily important, and world-altering. Genesis 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Wind equals spirit. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. A shoot shall come from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of God shall be upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. After Jesus' time on earth, it was the Spirit rushing in at Pentecost that ushered in the beginning of the church, Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And the way the Spirit's arrival on Jesus is described as being like or in the bodily form of a dove seems to show that this world-altering episode isn't about domination and war, but of peace. And then a voice came from heaven, "With you, I am well pleased. You are my son, beloved." This is significant for similar reasons, and a little more. A voice from heaven means the voice of God. God saying that Jesus is the chosen one, beloved, carries both the sense of being chosen and being most dear. It means that Jesus is the one. He's the one who was meant to bring good news to the poor, the release to the captives, to give sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free. So what does it mean to us? Let me start the description of Jesus' baptism again. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was open. There's this short phrase that stands out. All the people. Jesus was with, for, in support of, in solidarity with all the people. The Spirit descending on him in the form of a dove, something that I indicated before, is also a reminder from the dove in the story of Noah and the dove book, Jonah. Jonah means dove. That it's a symbol to remind the reader, of God's unconditional love. Jesus was baptized in solidarity with all the people. Jesus is the friends of the ones who keep messing up. Jesus is the one who brings hope, forgiveness, restoration, healing, life, and love to the ones who have been forgotten, marginalized, exploited, rejected, and hated. This event, Jesus' baptism, reminds us God's promise of love isn't just for those who have a special key or some secret knowledge. In Jesus, for all the people, the heavens are opened. Not an exclusive message, but an all-encompassing one for all the people. A Jesus in solidarity with all. From the story of when he was baptized. Amen.